Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome to ABQ Connect, presented by Bosky Home Services. Carlos and his team provide heating, cooling, plumbing, roofing, and restoration services. Call 444-7200. Bosky Home Services, locally grown, locally owned. On the phone now with Brian Cochran, John Moore Associates. Brian, how are you today?
Good afternoon, Jim. Things are good.
And I think the President of the United States just wanted to make sure you had something to talk about today, so he's about to send us all checks for $1,400.
Well, maybe not all of us, but a lot of people will get a check.
Yeah. Well, tell us about that and how you feel about the stimulus payments that are about to be going out to people.
Sure. So a couple of key factors. So you mentioned the number $1,400 of stimulus payments have been authorized. That's per household member. So if you have a family of four, that's $5,600 total. Not too bad. There is an income phase out, so some folks won't get the full check or may not get anything at all. That income phase out starts at about $150,000 of income. Now that's based on your 2020 income if you've already filed. So if you had a reduction in income last year, maybe your business was impacted by COVID or your salary was reduced, you may be more likely to receive the stimulus if you can get your 2020 taxes filed in time. Otherwise, it's your 2019 income that'll dictate whether or not you qualify.
Brian, last time we had a stimulus check, I think that was in the neighborhood of $1,200, if I'm not mistaken. Or maybe the last one was $600. There was like two that we received. You encouraged us really to use that money in the economy.
Yeah, the concern when they issue checks like this is that people are fearful and they will just hoard the money. The whole purpose of this is we're taking debt, we're pulling money from the future, if you will, and the idea is we think it's more important that it's used now to stimulate the economy. And there's a lot of people that debate whether or not this type of stimulus check is really appropriate once again because the economy is recovering quite quickly. There are still millions of people out of work, so you can justify maybe bumping the unemployment benefits for those who can confirm they're out of work. But the fear is that you're taking a lot of debt, in this case, to give checks, you know, to maybe someone who's making $10,000 a month and never lost their job. They may still be getting a check here. So there's some controversy of whether or not this was the right amount at the right time, but it's coming. And if you file your taxes electronically and the IRS has your bank information on file, this will be coming as a direct deposit. We don't know the exact timelines yet, but it shouldn't be long.
Brian, you also mentioned in the show notes today that the increase in the child tax credit has been approved. How will that affect families?
Yeah, this is a great topic. So a lot of people are focused on that stimulus payment or maybe the stimulus and the unemployment, but this child tax credit could be big for some families who have young children still at home. So right now you get a tax credit of $2,000 if you have kids in the house and you're below a certain income limit. That's being raised to $3,000 per child and actually $3,600 if you have kids under the age of six. So the idea there is if you have young children that might need, daycare, things like that, you know, before they go to school, they are getting a little extra kicker, so it's up to $3,600 per child. So if you think of that in terms of a family of four, once again, you're getting $5,600 in stimulus, but now you're also getting $6,000 if you have two children for extra cash flow and support. One of the biggest things that's changed here is this credit is 100% refundable. So what does that mean? Well, let's say you have two children, so you get a $6,000 tax credit, but what if you only paid $1,000 in tax last year, or you'll only pay $1,000 of tax this year? Typically, the child tax credit, if you didn't have a full tax liability to eliminate, that was too bad. You would eliminate your taxes, but you wouldn't get any extra money, or you got a limited amount of extra money. So this is actually going to be set up where you could reduce your entire tax liability and get a check back from the government above and beyond that if your tax credit exceeds your tax liability. So this is pretty substantial. This is a lot of money going to families, those middle-class families with children especially.
Mm. You mentioned earlier that there are critics, obviously, of anything that comes out of the White House, regardless of the party in power. But you mentioned unemployment, and one of the other topics we're going to talk about right now is the new unemployment benefits being subsidized by about $300 a week. Back in, I think, June, $600 was added to unemployment benefits, and I have actually spoken with a number of employers here in Albuquerque, and they said that in some ways that's kind of hurt them in the recovery because employees that were only making $10 an hour are actually making more money on unemployment. Is the $300 going to kind of continue that problem, Brian?
Well, that's a good point, and that's part of why it's only $300 instead of $600, is they didn't want to disincentivize people. So the average person getting the unemployment benefit last year was getting 135% of their take-home, previous take-home pay. So they were making 30% more in unemployment than they were in their full employment. And so the idea of bringing this down from $600 to $300 a week was to be careful not to disincentivize people from coming back to work. Now, I personally believe, this is my own suspicion, I think if people want to come back to work, they're going to come back to work. The reason why we still have 9.5 million fewer jobs than we did before COVID is because there's been so much shutdown. So if they want to get people back in the workforce, they should open the economy and let people return to their jobs. And, you know, several million of those people could probably go back to work pretty quickly. But if this is a nice boost for those families who are in service roles, some of these different industries that have been very hard hit and have not been able to return to full-time employment.
Brian, when the market is pricing what's going on, and I want to ask you kind of as our last question, the market seems to be pretty much positive to this point after the election in 2021. And you just mentioned 9.5 million fewer jobs, but it sounds like the market is still pricing in that people are going to be going back to work and the market is going to recover. Does that make sense?
Yep. Keep in mind the market's a leading indicator, so the market doesn't price in what's happening today. The market prices in what's anticipated for the near future over the next 6 to 12 months. So I believe, yes, the market is pricing in that we're going to have a growing economy in 2021. Right now, the estimates are somewhere around 6 to 7% GDP growth, which is above average growth for the economy. Corporate earnings for large companies are expected to grow somewhere between 20 and 25% this year. So the market's pricing in this expectation that between stimulus and reopening the economy that we will see a lot of upside economically throughout the year.
Brian, tell us one more time, John Moore and Associates, or johnmoore.com is the website. Tell us what people can find out on the website and look into your recommendations.
Yeah, just for education purposes, we put a lot of content on our Insights page, so visit johnmoore.com. On the top right, click on Insights. You'll find videos, blog posts, our radio interviews are posted there. So lots of content to keep people informed.
Brian, thank you so much for joining us today on ABQ Connect, and have a great weekend.
All right, you too, Jim. Bye-bye.